Blog Talk Radio.
Praise God, everybody, and welcome to a Tuesday night edition of the Preacher and the Miracle Man show for Tuesday, April 3rd. A snowy Tuesday, April 3rd, I should say. It was sleeting where I'm at here in Midland. It was sleeting a bit earlier when I was walking out of the mall. And so it was sleeting. Luckily, it slowed down. And then it stopped. And it still stopped, I believe, right now. But we do have a couple inches of snow coming. They're saying generally a 1 to 3 inch type snowstorm for us here. And then less to the south, like once you get down to Flint and Detroit areas, there'll be less snow. The National Weather Service, however, and this is a bulletin that I have, the National Weather Service has issued some advisories for winter weather advisories for counties off to the west and to the northwest of the Tri-Cities area, including Isabella County, Clare County, Gladwin County, Iosco County. So basically, generally, cities like West Branch, Gladwin, Clare, Mount Pleasant, Beaverton, Harrison. Places like that, or other places off to the north and west, be on the lookout for possibly 5 to 8 inches of snow. And then a bit further to the north as well as to the west, there are winter storm warnings posted. So if you happen to be going to somewhere like Cadillac, Traverse City, Grayling, Gaylord, or to the UP, be very, very, very careful. Or don't go at all, as some of these places could get well over a foot of snow, they're saying, by the time this is said and done tomorrow morning. But for us, just a quick 1 to 3 inches of snow. I wish I could say, you know, it's so delightful outside, it's 50 degrees, 55 or 60 degrees. I wish I could say that. I cannot yet say that. And so, looks like we'll be stuck in the 30s and 40s at least for another 7 or 8 days. So we're going to have to be a little patient and watch and pray for warm weather. But regardless of that, you know what I've been saying on my Facebook the last couple of years, if it's been like this in early February, in early April, what I always say is we struggled with this actually the last couple of Aprils around this time. And basically what I've said is it might be cold and miserable and snowy on the outside, but if we have Jesus in our heart, it is always warm and sunny on the inside of our heart, that is. No, I didn't say everything in life is perfect, but I did say with Jesus, it'll be the warmer and more sunny. So it'll be a bit more like summer. And May and early September. But bear with us I'm sure we will get warmer weather soon to have to, you know, keep the faith. No, we cannot control Mother Nature. I wish we could. I wish Dominion meant that we could control Mother Nature. Because I tell you, I would right now. I'd have it be like 75 degrees outside right now if I could. But it doesn't work that way. Doesn't work that way. But in all seriousness, though, I'm so glad you could join us wherever you may be listening to us at, whether you're here in Michigan or you're around the country or you're around the globe. And I pray that we can be of help to you and of great ministry to you this evening. So Michigan played basketball last night. When we get to that part of the show where we talk sports, I'm going to have to say right now, I'm not going to get to say what I wish I could say, because Michigan did not win. So Nova won the championship. And so what the plan is in general for tonight is tonight we're going to start looking at Numbers tonight, the book of Numbers, and get back to our studying Moses and Aaron and what happened as they people try to journey to the promised land and what have you. So we're going to start the book of Numbers tonight in the process of doing that. And we're going to read some verses then we're going to read Hebrews 11 and the first two verses of Hebrews 12, our faith text. Then I'm going to exhort. And then we're going to get into sports. I have a Tigers score for you from yesterday. And then Michigan observations from last night. And then that's basically what we're going to be doing for tonight. But before I do that, I should say this. We are at McDonald's at 4925 Eastman Avenue here in Midland. We're just to the north of Saginaw Road, on the left-hand side of the road. If you're coming north, we're on the left-hand side, and if you're coming south, we're on the right-hand side. And we're inside near the door. I did happen to have an order of America's favorite fries, the large order. So hot and crunchy on the outside, soft on the inside, and nice and salty. Excuse me. As well as Coca-Cola, the best soft drink in the history of the world. Dr. Pepper does not compare. Preacher man, if you're listening, Dr. Pepper does not compare to Coca-Cola. Coke is so much better, even though Dr. Pepper is decent and I do enjoy it sometimes. As a matter of fact, I did have one just recently when I went to Long John Silver's last week to get some fried fish. You know, Oh, we have a caller calling in to talk to us.
Oh, yes. Hello.
Oh.
I just wanted to talk to you about the weather. Hello. Sir, I just wanted to talk to you about the weather and just tell you it's delightful down here in Alabama. And, you know, it's just hot and we're sitting out here. You know, it's like about 92 degrees this evening and we're just loving it. Your father would like to say a few words about the weather.
The weather is amazing. It's over 90 degrees and very sunny, warm, and we're sweating down here.
Oh, boy. Well, I wish that it was like that here. Unfortunately, here in Michigan, we have to deal with the consequences of being near the Great Lakes, and that includes...
Do you want to tell him anything about the show?
You're doing a great job, Rev. We love listening to your show.
Thanks so much, Dad.
Yeah.
Mom and Dad.
Yeah, we just think that this show is absolutely incredible. And thank you for winning souls, telling the gospel, preaching the gospel, singing the gospel, and reading the gospel of Christ. I know that you will be greatly rewarded. And thank you for your excellence. We'll talk to you soon.
Alrighty. I love you so much.
Goodbye, Mr. Miracle Man.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
All right. That was a wonderful listener. Two listeners, actually. That actually happened to be my parents, my wonderful parents. Now, as I was trying to say before we had our caller, you know, I went to Long John Silver's just a couple of days before Easter, as I did last year, because last year I had thought of something, you know, I hadn't been to a fish fry yet, you know, like to have fried fish and what have you, you know, like around Easter. So the last year, I'm like, you know, on Good Friday, I'm like, yeah, I'm going to go to Long John Silver's and get some of that fish, as it's better than any other fast food fish, believe it or not. Yes, McDonald's, I'm sorry, McDonald's, Long John Silver's actually wins over you with the fish. And so I went to Long John Silver's to get that fish. This year, same thing, although it was the day earlier. You know, what I used to think when I was little, sometimes I still think this, it's just funny. You know, where it talks about in the Bible, about Jesus and his disciples, you know, having five loaves and two fish. And then there's another verse in John or whatever that is, where it says that they gave unto Jesus a piece of fish. Sometimes I think they went to, like, Long John Silver's, or if it was down south, Captain D's, or I haven't been to Captain D's but it sounds so delicious. But, you know, Long John Silver's or Captain D's or somewhere like that, and got a nice couple pieces of some good old fried fish. And they got themselves some fries. and some hush puppies. And then Jesus drank. He didn't need a pop because he drank from the fruit of the vine. I always think that some of Jesus' disciples, when they went to Long John Silver's, you know, I would say that Simon, he got a Coke. Because this would have been when Long John Silver's used to have Coke. I think Peter, though, because it was right before he was going to deny God, I think he got, I feel like maybe he snuck off to Taco Bell to get himself a Pepsi. But, okay, it wasn't Long John Silver's or any of that. I like to think it was, though, you know, the fish Jesus ate. And by the way, folks, in the case of Jesus feeding the 5,000, it was actually a little boy, a young boy, who had 5 loaves of bread and he had 2 fish. No, it was not breaded fish fillets from Long John Silver's or McDonald's, Burger King, Wendy's. Nope. It wasn't like that. But they did have bread and fish. So they could have had fish sandwiches. But I'm sure it didn't have a breading coating on it. You know, I always kind of tease about this, you know, when I'm at a buffet. If I'm at a buffet or something, and we're going through the line, and there's a piece of breaded fish up there, I think that's God's food, made by God, you know, and it's so heavenly. But that big fish, particularly if, and it's not because it's baked, but if it's just plain or something like that, sometimes it just has no flavor.
Hello?
Hello there.
Hello, Rev. We wanted to tell you also that we had such a wonderful time celebrating Easter weekend with you, and you did so amazing. And we rescheduled our trip to the IX for this coming weekend.
I don't know that I would say that specifically on the program, but that would be for me to tell the listeners. But so, yeah, that's good, though. Thank
you. We knew that you had told the listeners last week, and then we were like, we want every listener of River Shukla to know that River Shukla is a man that handles disappointments in life so commendable that sometimes he deserves to be acknowledged publicly for overcoming and being a holy man. And we are proud of you.
Yep. Because I was going to tell him myself if I was going to get to go, which now I am. I was gonna tell him myself, you know, that I'm likely gonna go, and that when I go, that there would likely be a broadcast done, a short what I call Miracle Man Express.
Yes.
I did say that it would not be at Waffle House because I did one there last time I was in Ohio. Even though I would still very likely go to Waffle House to eat.
Oh, of course.
Now, keep in mind, though, you know, I can say this to you here and the listeners can hear because this is just how it is, you know, from the Cleveland area, the part of Cleveland where we're going to be, you know, as far as Waffle Houses that are easily on the way or even within 10 miles, they're like all in Toledo area, you know?
Yes.
Whereas if you're going further down 75, it's easier to find them, particularly as you go further and further south, you know?
Yes. I have to get
like
off the show, Rip. I just want to tell you, you're a great son.
Well,
talk
thank you so
soon.
Much. I love you.
I love you.
Yep. And, of course, folks, now, Jesus, excuse me, I was saying, you know, about that fish thing, you know, the breaded fish, I think, is from God, you know, and it's glory to God, hallelujah, you know, that especially that cod or that perch or walleye, whatever happens to be on that buffet, awesome. The baked fish, the whale. Some of the baked fish is palatable, but it has to be salted or seasoned somehow. Otherwise, it's just not palatable, you know? Especially if it's any kind of runny or anything. But, you know, you do know, of course, that Jesus and his disciples had to eat well. And when I talk about eating well, I don't mean necessarily healthy, even though obviously back then stuff was healthier because it didn't use all those pesticides and stuff. Maybe they didn't always eat in abundance necessarily because, you know, Jesus fasted a lot and stuff. But I'm sure he wanted to enjoy what he ate, you know. I'm sure he enjoyed the fish, but nonetheless, you know, I was just saying, the only thing that led me to the Long John Silver's thing is because I was just saying about the Dr. Pepper. And now Coke is still better than that Long John Silver's. I mean, Coke is still so much better than Dr. Pepper, even if I got it at Long John Silver's. I will say, though, that the star of Long John Silver's is the fish. And it is some great stuff. You find a Long John Silver's near you today. And enjoy Long John Silver's. But anyhow, yes, I'm here at McDonald's, and I did tell you the agenda for tonight already, and I will say this. As you guys just heard from my dad, it looks like I will very easily be going to Ohio this weekend. And I cannot promise a broadcast, you know. Depends on if we can find somewhere to sit or something, you know, to talk about what's there, what's going on. You know, as far as what are the different rides that are there and the different fun things that are taking place. You know? But looks like I will very easily be going there. And you can likely expect a broadcast from the IX. I did do a show at a Waffle House in Toledo in December. I'm not going to do one at Waffle House this time, even though I will extremely likely go to a Waffle House to eat. Looks like we'll probably be leaving on a morning to go to Ohio and then getting back the next evening. So what this would mean basically is personally, I just want to make sure I get to Waffle House. So I cannot say for sure whether I will be going to Waffle House in the morning for breakfast or if I will be going the next night on the way back to Michigan. Part of that's going to depend on how hungry I am. I do want to go to Chick-fil-A at some point while I'm there in Ohio. As in Ohio, in general, it's easier to find Chick-fil-A than it is here in Michigan. And so I will extremely likely be going to Chick-fil-A there in Ohio, as well as Waffle House. But keep a lookout for a broadcast. We're still trying to figure out, I mean, looks like my mom's got to fly to Kansas on Friday. The flight's like at 3 o'clock or something, I believe. I'm thinking how it's going to work is my dad's got a meeting on Friday morning from a certain time to a certain time. I'm not sure if we're going to leave like Friday afternoon or something and then come back Saturday night or if we're going to do leave Saturday morning and come back to Michigan Sunday, late afternoon, early evening. I'm not sure yet, but I'm looking forward to this. I'm glad I'm going to get to go. After this letdown with this cooler weather, when I was hoping it was going to be warmer than this, plus the fact that I didn't get to go last weekend, I'm ready for rides, you know. Because who knows? Maybe me stepping onto those rides will be a leap of faith. Hey. And folks, if only we could multiply the number of seats in my dad's car, I'd take some of you with me because maybe it'll take all you guys coming with me to Ohio to ride these rides to make it warm up. Because last time I did this Ohio thing, I found that shortly thereafter we started to get warm weather. 3 years ago when I went and rode those rides, same thing happened 4 years ago. In general, we started to have some warmer days. So maybe this could work. So, but anyhow, folks, those of you who have been listening to the show for quite a long time, you're veterans, bear with me for just a minute. Those of you who have family members, relatives, neighbors who are interested in listening to the show, those of you who have those relatives, friends, neighbors who are interested in listening to the show, here is how they can be a part of this great program. And here's what you tell them to do. Here's what you tell them they can do. Okay. Go to blogtalkradio.com. Blogtalkradio.com. And then you'll see a search bar. In the search bar, you type in Upfront Entertainment. Okay? That's Upfront Entertainment. After you do that, there'll be a link for Live in Large. You'll hit that link, and it'll take you onto the program. And then there'll be a stream button, so you can hit that button, and you can stream us live wherever you are. Also, we have a follow button. And something cool is going to happen if you hit that follow button. You're going to get notified every time we're preparing to do a show. For example, tomorrow night, you're going to get notified right before we do our show tomorrow night. And then this weekend when I go to Ohio to ride rides, you're going to see a notification. If I do this broadcast, which is looking likely, you're going to get notified, you know, after it's scheduled. Like, hey, Miracle Man's going to do a Miracle Man Express live from the International Exposition Center in Cleveland at, for example, we'll say 2:30. And you might get notified at about 2:15. Just an example time. I don't know when I'm going to do it if I do it, but I'm just using 2:30 as an example. So you'll get notified. You know, we're going to go live. I mean, the Preacher Man's going to go live. And then I'll go live and you can join me and you can listen in. And we always say it is always a smart thing to listen to this program, to follow this program on your smartphone. We've done well over 100 episodes together, and we're proud of what we've done. We've talked about a lot of great subjects. We've done some songs. I'm going to try to work on a Waffle House song. I'm trying to think of how it might be. Going to be me about Waffle House. Trying to think, what's it going to be? Peanut butter with waffles. Peanut butter with waffles. First you go to, I'm trying to think, I got to think of some more words, but I think you're going to be pleased when you hear it, and I think it's going to be awesome, but we're going to try. We're also going to try to perfect that biscuits and gravy song to try to get something that's going to flow. As you can tell, I love to have fun. You know, we say, miracle, faith, fun, miracles, sports. The fun part means it could be a lot of different things. It could be like about those certain rides. It could be about food. It could be about these certain malls that I like. Again, back to the listeners. We do have a telephone number where you can call us in and talk to us about pretty much anything you want to talk about. And the telephone number is area code 215-383-3810. Once again, that telephone number is area code 215-383-3810. Then you can press 1. After you listen for the prompts, and then you press 1. And then when you press 1, what's going to happen is you're going to go through the call screener, as my mom and dad just did a bit ago. And then you can call in and talk to us. Now, we do have 2 rules that we ask you to help us with, but we do this in love. These rules are for quality control. It's not about being bullies. It's not about being dumb. None of that. It's about helping keep this show a good, clean, quality program. So I will explain them extremely briefly tonight because I have a good deal of content I want to get to. Rule number 1, this show is not a political talk show. We have other good political talk show hosts that I know of that I can recommend you listen to if you want to stay up with current events as it relates to politics. And so you can listen to Rush Limbaugh, Glenn Beck, Sean Hannity, Laura Ingraham, great talk show hosts. And you can call them in and you can talk about politics with them. This, however, is not a political talk show. We try to be uniters, not dividers, you know. And we don't necessarily believe that it always breeds life. We try to focus more on faith, on God, and miracles. And instead of talking about politics, we prefer to talk about some other things like, you know, the fun stuff, the food. You know, and speaking of food, actually, I'll do that after I explain the rules, but, you know, it's not a political talk show. And if you want to talk politics, we're going to tell you to pray, and then we're going to tell you to vote. The Bible tells us to pray for those who have authority over us. And then also, as an American citizen, it is your right and your responsibility to vote. Make your voice heard. Rule number 2, this show is a family-friendly show. We want this show to be able, we want the show to be so that everyone can, so that families can be able to enjoy this show, you know, together as a family unit. And so, generally, we try to keep everything either That was PG rated. So we try to keep a decent filter on it. Also, the Bible tells us not to let any filthy communication come out of our lips. And so basically what we always say is, if you wouldn't say certain words to Jesus, please don't come say them on this program. So if you can help us with this, then we can have a great show tonight. Amen. Praise God. You know, oh, I pray, get into the Word. I just want to say, you know, years ago, maybe at school or something, and I'd be talking about certain foods, you know. And sometimes it would be a lot of different foods, and I'd be like, hey, stop talking about such and such. You're making me hungry for such and such. I'm like, okay. You know what I discovered? Some people, when they hear someone talking about a certain food, they actually want it. Others, not so much. Just a funny observation, you know. You know, just because I hear someone talk about America's favorite fries, that doesn't necessarily mean that I want an order of America's favorite fries. You know? I decide when I want it. I don't let someone else decide it for me. Of course, this is just an example. But I thought I'd just use that observation. Now, let me just check the time. Miracle Man, time is now 7:12, so that means I'm now going to get into the word of prayer before we open our Bible. But first, before we open our Bible, I will just say something. Folks, this time that we have in the Bible tonight, the way you're going to get the most out of this time tonight, our time in the Bible and exhortation and prayer, the way you're going to get the most out of this time with God is by participating. So basically, a good way to go about this like this. If I pray, you pray. If I read the Bible, you study along with me. When I'm singing a song unto the Lord, you sing along. If I just got my hands up like this and I'm just, you know, silently just sitting there, sitting here giving thanks to God, just surrendering unto to God, you do that. So generally what we always say is, whatever I'm doing here at McDonald's, spiritually speaking, you do there. So whatever I do here, you do there. That's how you're going to get the most out of this program. So with that, dear Heavenly Father, I thank you right now for this program. I thank you for the listeners of this program that have come on to listen and to learn of you. This is the most important part of the program, as I thank you, Lord, that you're just equipping these people, and that you give these people the will and the desire to focus for these next few minutes and to receive for these next few minutes as we study the Bible. And I thank you that you are our Lord. And I thank you that you, Lord God, are anointing my lips. And that you are showing me what you would have me say tonight. And Lord, I thank you right now for the show as a whole. I call the show blessed. I pray that in the name of Jesus, that finances are going to come in, new equipment is going to come in, sponsors are going to come in on board to help us, and I also claim that we're going to have a great increase in listenership as well, Lord God. And I give you praise and honor and glory for that. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, let's open our Bibles now. Let's go to Numbers, praise God, Numbers chapter 1. Then we're going to go to Hebrews chapter 11. And then we're going to go to Hebrews chapter 12 to read the first two verses of that chapter. So, I'm just finding my spot, so sorry for being quiet. All right. I've found my spot. I trust that you found your spot also, so now we shall begin. As time is the ticking and the talking, but we can still spend some time in the wonderful Word of God. So, with that, Numbers 1, verse 1. The Lord spoke unto Moses in the tent of meeting in the desert of Sinai on the first day of the second month of the second year after the Israelites came out of Egypt. He said, take a census of the whole Israelite community by their clans and families, listing every man by name, one by one. You and Aaron are to number by their divisions all the men in Israel who are 20 years old or more who are able to serve in the army. One man from each tribe, each the head of his family, is to help you. These are the names of the men who are to assist you: Reuben, Eleazar, son of Shigur from Simeon, Shelemiel, son of Zurishaddai from Judea, Nashon, son of Aminadab from Izor, Nathaniel, son of Omar from Zebulun, Eliab, son of Helon from the sons of Joseph from Ephraim, Elishan, son of Amihud from Manasseh, Gasher, son of Fedahul from Benjamin, Abadan, son of Gideoni from Dan, Ahazor, son of Amminishadai from Eshur, Pagiel, son of Akron from Gad, Eliasaph, son of Zephthum from Naphtali, Avarizim, son of Enon. These were the men appointed from the community, the leaders of their ancestral tribes. They were the heads of the clans of Israel. Moses and Aaron took these men whose names had been given, and they called the whole community together on the first day of the second month. The people indicated their ancestry to their clans and families. And the men 20 years old or more were listed by name, one by one, as the Lord commanded Moses, and so he counted them in the desert of Sinai. From the descendants of Reuben, the firstborn son of Israel, all the men who were 20 years old or more, who were able to serve in the army, were listed by name, one by one, according to their records of their clans and families. The number from the tribe of Reuben was 64,500. From the descendants of Simeon, all the men who were 20 years old and more about serving the army were counted and listed by name, one by one, according to their records of their clans and families. The number from the tribe of Simeon was 55,300. From the descendants of Gad, all of the men 20 years old or more who were able to serve in the army were listed by name according to their records of their clans and families. The number from the tribe of Gad was 65,450. From the descendants of Judah, all the men 20 years old or more who were able to serve in the army were listed by name according to their records of their clans and families. The number from the tribe of Judah was 34,600. From the descendants of Issachar, I'm going to skip on down. So, to where, let me just see. These were the men counted by Moses and Aaron and the 12 leaders of Israel, each one representing his family. All the Israelites, 20 years old or more, who were able to serve in Israel's army were counted according to their families. The total number was 603,550. That's a lot of people. The families of the tribe of Levi, however, were not counted along with the others. The Lord had said to Moses, "You must not count the tribe of Levi or include them in the census with the other Israelites. Instead, appoint the Levites to be in charge of the tabernacle of the testimony over all its furnishings and everything belonging to it. They are to carry the tabernacle and all of its furnishings, and they are to take care of it and encamp around it. Whoever the tabernacle is to move, the Levites are to take it down and whoever the tabernacle is to be set up, the Levites shall do it. Anyone else who goes near it shall be put to death. Wow. And the Israelites are to set up their tent by divisions, each man in his own camp under his own standard. The Levites, however, are to set up their tents around the tabernacle of the testimony so that wrath will not fall on the Israelite community. The Levites are to be responsible for the care of the tabernacle and the testimony. And the Levites did all this as the Lord commanded Moses. Okay. So now let's very quickly go to Hebrews chapter 11. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Let's go to Hebrews 11. See what God has to say about faith. Sorry about that. But I'm going to start with verse 1 from Hebrews 11. And so let's begin right now. Now faith is being sure of what we have hoped for, being certain of what we do not yet see. This is what the ancients were commended for. By faith we understand that the universe was formed at God's command, so that what was seen was not made out of what was visible. By faith, Abel offered God a better sacrifice than what Cain did. And by faith, he was commended as a man who was righteous. And he spoke well of it. God spoke well of his offerings. And by faith, he still speaks, even though he is dead, referring to Abel, who's dead. By faith, Enoch was taken from this life so that he did not experience death. He could not be found because God had taken him away. For before he was taken, he was commended as one who pleased God. For without faith, it is impossible to please God. But with faith, it is possible to please God. And anyone who comes to him must first believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. By faith, Noah, when he was warned about things not yet seen, in holy fear, he built an ark to save his family. By his faith, he condemned the world, and he became heir of the righteousness that comes by faith. By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go to a place he would later receive as his inheritance, he obeyed and he went, even though he did not know where he was going. And by faith, he made his home in the promised land like a stranger in a foreign country. He lived in tents, as did Isaac and Jacob, who were heirs with him by the same promise. For he was looking forward to the city of foundations, whose architect and builder is God. By faith, Abraham, even though he was past age, and Sarah herself was barren, was enabled to become a father because he considered him faithful who had made the promise. And so, from this one man, and he as good as dead, came descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky and as countless as the sand on the seashore. All of these people were still living by faith when they died, though they did not receive the things promised, and they only saw them, but they welcomed them from a distance. And they admitted that they were aliens and strangers on earth, and people who say such things show that they are looking for a country of their own. Even though they were thinking of the country they had left, if they were not thinking of the country they had left, they would have had opportunity to return. Instead, they were longing for a better country, a heavenly one. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, and he has prepared a city for them. By faith, Abraham, when God tested him, he offered Isaac as a sacrifice. He who had received the promises was about to sacrifice his one and only son, even though God had said to him, "It is through Isaac that your offspring will be reckoned." Abraham reasoned that God could raise the dead, and figuratively speaking, he did receive Isaac back from death. I'm going to stop there because we're really starting to get low on time. Now, let me tell you about this Moses thing. So Moses, I mean, God basically tells Moses and Aaron, "Now, guys, I want you to take a census of these people who are, these men who are over the age of 20 years old from each tribe, except for the tribe of Levi." He wanted the people who were under the tribes, from the tribes of Israel, other than Levi, he wanted them to be in the army. He wanted Levi's tribe, though, to be in charge of the tabernacle and the tent of meeting. Now, excluding Levi, there was over 605,000 men who were over the age of 20 years old. That's a lot of people. A lot of people. And God told him, you know, take an account. Take account. And so, that's what that was about. And we're going to be reading more tomorrow as we go into chapter 2 of Numbers. Now, this faith thing. There's stories in the Bible we can look at, and we can see that these people did not give up their faith. For example, you look at the pot, and that one person says, you know, there's death in the pot. They ate it, but you know what? They lived on. They didn't go on a faith break. They didn't give up their faith, give up on God. You can't just give up on God. You know, I know it can be tempting for some of you. You know that because you didn't get your miracle, what you were believing for, that's it. I'm giving up on God. I'm not going to church anymore. Forget church. Forget studying. Forget reading my Bible. That's the wrong attitude to have. What you need to be doing is pressing in closer to God. And you've got to keep believing, asking him. You got to know in your heart, even, that he exists. That's the start. You've got to understand from within he exists. He will do this miracle for me. He will do it. You know, I always say, you know, the miracle has happened, but it's going to be made manifest for me. And I go up to the elders at the altar every single church service, where there's prayer up there, where there's ministers up there at church. I go up there. And I say, I'm believing God for my healing to be made manifest. And then, you know, they believe God with me. Yeah, they believe God with me. You know, that the manifestation is going to take place. And we always say faith is now. Faith is now. Faith is now. So with that, Heavenly Father, I thank you for this time in the Word tonight. I pray, Lord God, that these people will take this to heart and that they will just take this Word to heart and realize, you know, that we have to be able to believe. We can't just serve God, and then deep inside, we don't really know whether or not He's real. Lord God, help us to all realize, Lord God, that You really are real. And I thank You, Lord God, right now, Jesus, for Your words where You said, if you ask of me in prayer believing, then you shall receive. And I give you praise and honor and glory for that. And thank you for that. In Jesus' name, amen.
Sir, would you mind getting me a refill of just classic Coke? Would you mind getting me some classic Coke with no ice? Okay.
But, all right, so we have some sports to get to. First off, a Tigers game yesterday. And the Tigers, with their first victory of the season, a 6-1 score. As the pitching was good by the Tigers, and we were able to hold the Royals to a single run. Today's game, however, was rained out. We'll have to play a doubleheader probably tomorrow, I'm thinking. Now, yesterday, we had the national championship game, Michigan versus Villanova. I predicted that Michigan was going to win. I thought they were going to win. I thought they were going to carry that momentum into this game. I really thought they were going to, and I thought they were going to play tough for the whole game. Except they didn't. They played good for about half of the first half. And halfway through the first half, Michigan was up by 6 points. We were. But then Villanova started coming. One of their best players started shooting three after three after three after three after three. Got to where Michigan just got out of reach. It got out of reach for Michigan. So Michigan ends up losing by the score of 79-62. Even though I figured Michigan would win 75-63. I mean, I figured Michigan would win 75-73. So I was right. No, I was close to being right about Villanova, that they would score 73 points. They scored 79, but Michigan, I said, would score 75-62. free throws really hurt us. Has one of Villanova's players was out with had to leave the game after he got four fouls. But then one of their best players kept shooting three-pointers big time. But Brother Wagner, he's a junior. Looks like he might be with us for another year. And you want to know something about the Michigan team, though, this year? There were only two seniors on that team. Two. They were both two key contributors. But next year, Michigan must, work on shooting free throws better. Last year, we were one of the better ones. This year, we were one of the worst. And shooting free throws is very important at the end of games, especially when you're in these kind of games, when the championship is on the line. I'm sorry. You cannot give up all these constant three-pointers from that one player. You got to be able to defend these guys. And if you can't, that's going to get you beat. I've watched Midland struggle with this kind of stuff before. Midland High football games and basketball a little bit, where we couldn't defend a certain guy. So it ended up costing us dearly. So Michigan must do better at the charity stripe. They must do better at stopping the threes, which they should have done. And they have to get to where they're really focused on playing 40 minutes of football. You can't play good for 10 minutes and then play sloppy for 30 and expect to win a basketball game. Can't do that. But for all the ripping apart I just did, I do have to say I'm proud of John Beilein, what he's been able to do. I'm very proud of him. I'm proud of the players. They stuck together. They did a job. They did a good job. They represented the state of Michigan well. And to that, I say thank you so much, Beilein, for what you did this year. As they almost lost to Texas A&M. They almost lost to Houston 2.5 weeks ago now. To 17 Houston, they almost lost. But then they get a miracle three-pointer in at the last second in order to win that game. They struggled against a 14 seed two nights prior, but were still able to win. And they led for most of that game, but I was proud of how far Michigan was able to make it. But, you know, when you never have to play any kind of two seed or whatever, it just makes it so your bracket was like almost too easy for you in a way. Even though the team, their opponents did provide at times some formidable challenges. And in general, until last night, they stood up to them. And at first, Michigan did well, but they should have executed a bit more. But they did well this year. And so, congratulations to Villanova and to Michigan, I say. Better luck next year. In other news, Michigan State is losing an awesome freshman in Brother Jackson. He is leaving Michigan State to go for the NBA draft. He was one of the best defensive players in the Big Ten. In fact, he was the sixth best. And that was just as a freshman. So Michigan State will have a shoe to fill, I think. I think next year we can still have some good pieces in the state of Michigan. As I am ready for a big trophy to come back to the state of Michigan, whether it be hockey, basketball, Lions football, Tiger baseball, Michigan and Michigan State football or basketball. I think this coming year, this coming college, the college 2018 going into 2019, I think the college sports landscape in the state of Michigan is looking good in terms of for both football and basketball. Both Michigan and Michigan State both have some pretty good teams, and I am feeling very excited. I am. Can we get a trophy out of this somehow? I want us to. I really hope we can. So we're going to find out. Tigers play tomorrow against Kansas City Royals. 1:10 start time on AM 790 WSGW. And on 104.9 FM WQBX here in this local area. In other areas, please check local listings. And that's what I have for sports tonight. And so, folks, until tomorrow evening, God first, God always. So long, everybody, and I will see you all tomorrow evening.